Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present. The stuff is new and you won't hear it anyplace else. We want to take you behind the scenes and let you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins and I mostly ask questions. This time I'm asking Lance Pettigo, who is the drum major of Colonial Williamsburg Fife and Drums. And the first thing we have to ask is, why is there a Fife and Drum Corps?
The fife and drum was used to communicate orders to the military during the 18th century. So we do our best to recreate that military music that you would have heard here during the 18th century.
See, I never knew that.
Yes.
I mean, it's a communications thing.
Exactly. A fifer and a drummer would be assigned to a company of men and would wake them up in the morning, tell them when to eat, tell them when to go to bed at night, tell them when to fire their musket.
I always thought it was ceremonial. Clearly I'm wrong.
Well, ceremony's definitely a part. You also had the morale issue of playing familiar tunes for the soldiers to keep them happy on the march. Basically, your whole day could be regulated by the fife and drum, and we draw kids from the local community and have a bigger presence than would have been here during the 18th century, but we use that presence to uplift the spirits of Colonial Williamsburg, shall we say.
That raises the question of where do you get fifers and drummers? It's not like they're standing on every corner.
Well, they do need to live in the local area, the Williamsburg area, because we do perform year-round. Parents sign on their kids at 5 years old to be on the waiting list. And it's just from the reputation of our program that has allowed that to be at 10 years old, they come in not having to have had any prior experience, and we use peer teaching where the older kids are teaching the younger kids. We have 3 full-time staff adults that teach them and supervise the program, and they work themselves up through rank. It's set up on a military system, and they go right through all the way up to the senior corps, and then graduate at 18 years old.
So the members of the group are 18 and under?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And parents sign them up at 5?
5 years old for the possibility that they'll want to do this, and they're ready to make a commitment because it's an absolutely huge commitment for the kids.
Okay. I am now 10, 11, 12,
right.
And I am a member of the fifes and drums. How much time am I talking about?
At 11 years old, you're spending Wednesday afternoons after school with us from about 4 to 6, and you are spending Saturdays from roughly 9:30 to 1:30. But your assignments that need to be practiced, you should be doing that on a daily basis at home.
How hard is it to learn a fife?
I must say the learning curve on the fife is harder than the drum initially.
Really?
Just to make that sound out of the fife. But once you get it, you progress fairly quickly. But the main thing is marching and playing the instrument at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. There's two things. You got to walk and chew gum.
That's right.
How many young men do you have at a time?
We have 2 full-size groups. So there's a junior group and a senior group, and each have about 35 members. And each of those groups will perform 2 to 3 times a week. And then we have these smaller subsets of that group to play for special events. For example, if you were visiting with your company, or so to speak, and staying at one of our local hotels and wanted to go to a tavern that evening, you may want the fife and drum group, 4 or 5 fifers and drummers, to lead you to your dinner, which has, you know, historical precedence for a dinner call, so to speak. So,
what's the difference between the junior group and the senior group?
Well, the junior group is representing militia field musicians from about 1775, and this is prior to the war for independence, American independence. So they are wearing the hunting frocks and the civilian clothes that would have been worn prior to an organized army and an organized uniform. Our senior corps represents the State Garrison Regiment, which was raised by an active assembly here at the Capitol Building in 1778. And they're wearing the red regimentals, the formal dress. And one of the first things that people sometimes mistake us for are British soldiers, because it is a red uniform. They say, here come the lobster backs. And that's not the case. The red coats were the opposite color of the infantry that these musicians played for. So this is to help ensure their safety on the battlefield, because they were truly non-combatant.
Mm-hmm. But that there really was a fife and drum corps.
Yes, field music, it was known back then, fifes and drums, yes. And they would mass together to play for ceremonies throughout the day for the regiment.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the ceremonies you play for now?
Well, we have reveille to wake the men up in the morning. We play inspection, which would take place at some point throughout the day to inspect the condition of the troops, make sure they are ready. Retreat would not be what we think of as retreat, as running away from the enemy. Retreat was the end of the soldier's workday, and that usually coincided with sunset. And tattoo, which is basically a lights-out ceremony, which today is known as taps. We replicate not all those ceremonies, but throughout the year we'll do various portions of those ceremonies for the guests here that visit Colonial Williamsburg.
Do the guests ever talk to the fife and drum members?
We try to allow that opportunity. Oh. And we do have a program that is more of an interactive program. So we always encourage guests to come up and ask the fifers and drummers questions.
Sure.
And the fifers and drummers are more than willing to share their enthusiasm about what they're doing.
So you really have to train them in history and music.
That's exactly right. And they get that training through performing in the historic area and being trained by their peers, mm-hmm. and playing in the historic area.
What sort of things do people ask them? I mean,
are you hot in those clothes?
Are you hot in those clothes?
The typical answer is they're natural fibers, so they breathe very well. But obviously a wool coat in 90-degree summer heat, you're going to be a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're interested in how old fifers and drummers would have been in the 18th century. We have references to 12 and 13-year-olds playing in the army. Every able-bodied man between 16 and 60, depending on which militia law was in effect at the time, was required to bear arms. But obviously, if you had skilled fifers and drummers, they're going to carry on that tradition past that age of 16 and 18.
So that even to the degree of the people who serve, you try to make it as accurate as you can.
Yes, exactly. We're trying to provide about the same age group that would have been mm-hmm. depicted in the 18th century.
That's interesting. Why is it harder to learn the drum than to learn the fife than it is the drum?
It's a strange embouchure is a word I can use, but the blowing across, it's similar to blowing across a bottle mm-hmm. to make a sound out of that. But you have to make that airstream very, very tight and compacted and forceful to mm-hmm. get those sounds out of the fife. And you have to roll in and out of the fife, roll it back and forth to get it so it makes that tone. So it's just producing that tone. And, of course, the fife has no keys on it. Some people know what a modern flute looks like, where you have lots of keys on it, external keys. This is just six holes in the fife that you place your hand, your fingers on, and one blowhole. So it's a simple instrument, but to be able to play through the entire range, you have to have some dexterity and cross-fingering patterns that you have to use. So it's pretty complicated.
And you say a boy of about 10 will learn this?
They're required to practice a lot. So our highest-ranking members are teaching those younger members, so they are highly skilled. The drummers, we're relying on the teaching methods that would have been used back in the 18th century. There would not have been a whole lot of drum music available to the musician back then. Mm-hmm. Fife music, lots of it, lots of collections. Drum music, no. They had rudiments, mm-hmm. seven, paradiddle, flam, rademacue, and all those rudiments transfer to what it sounds like to play. Mm-hmm. So rademacue is a pattern that you would play. And so we can tell the drummers the patterns we want them to play. 7, paradiddle, flam, flam, flam.
Wonderful words. Wonderful. Yeah, paradiddle I like.
Right.
Flam, flam, flam has a certain charm to it.
Sure.
And, well, I guess after they practice enough and work together, they figure out what each other are going to do.
Yes.
So, okay, because if everybody was doing his own thing, that wouldn't work at all.
No, we're not marching to your own drummer. We're definitely playing as a group. And that's the whole lesson here is ensemble playing and playing together, mm-hmm. matching the sticking, matching the tempo and the speed, because we need to be one unified unit mm-hmm. marching down the street.
Guests like to see that, don't they? I mean, I have seen the sure. fife and drum playing, and guests just stand around and stare.
It's amazing. Come out of the woodwork, so to speak, of all the buildings, marching down the Duke of Gloucester Street. It's very exciting. We do generally attract a huge crowd, and they'll start to follow us down the street because they'll just fall right in marching down the street. And at the end, you were asking the fifers and drummers questions. Is there a chance for that? At the end, when we dismiss, is a chance the guests can come up and mm-hmm. and talk to us, say hello, and get a picture taken.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Kodak moment.
they would love that with the red jackets and all that stuff.
Sure.
I might go do that myself.
Very good. We'll look for you.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present. Check www.history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.